With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. ZFTRW workers have a new three-year agreement. 76% of employees, represented by Unifor Local 444, ratified the deal Monday afternoon. The 280 employees make front and rear suspensions for the Chrysler Pacifica, acting as a feeder plant for Windsor Assembly. All employees voted in favor of potential strike action late last month. Windsor police are hoping you can help identify a serial shoplifter. The man entered at least four businesses between February 21st and 24th, and each time left without paying for items. The total price tag is $2,177. Photos and a description of the man are up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Essex County OPP officers had another busy weekend nabbing impaired drivers. Four were charged between late Thursday night and Saturday night. The Thursday night incident involved a two-vehicle crash on Highway 3 in Tecumseh. No one was hurt, but the driver from Leamington has two impaired charges to deal with. The OPP also dealt with a violent weekend assault in Essex. Police were called Saturday morning to Queen Street in Harrow after two men got into a fight. One of them was treated for hospital for injuries received. The other man, a 41-year-old from Essex, has a bail hearing in a Windsor court for assault with a weapon and assault. The number of Windsor-Essex students suspended over immunization records has dwindled. The local health unit now says 599 K-8 students are still kept out of school. 271 who were suspended last week have been allowed to return. The health unit can help you book appointments to get missing shots. If you need records, try your primary doctor or call the health unit. Tecumseh has received $4.4 million for housing. Windsor Tecumseh MP Eric Kazmierczyk says they're pleased to partner with the town to increase the housing supply.
These are all things that the town has shown tremendous ambition. And again, they're recognized now as being one of the most ambitious communities that are part of the Housing Accelerator Fund funding.
25% of that money is unlocked now. The rest will come after the town builds at least 137 units over the next 3 years. We broke a temperature record Monday in Windsor. Environment Canada says Monday's high at Windsor Airport was 22 degrees, breaking the record of 19.1 set in 1983. The weather agency says mild temperatures could continue through March. It's time to say farewell to what's left of Detroit's historic Packard plant. The last section went under demolition Monday afternoon. The 3.5 million square foot plant had been a popular place for photographers to document Detroit's blight. The city plans to honor that plant's automotive legacy. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Phillies 5-2 at spring training Monday in Dunedin, Florida. The Tigers beat the Red Sox 2-1 in Lakeland. The Maple Leafs host Boston Monday night in the NHL. Former MVP and Blue Jay Josh Donaldson is calling it a career. He spent 13 seasons with 7 teams and is a 3-time All-Star. The Red Wings must play without Captain Dylan Larkin for 2 weeks as he recovers from a low body injury. Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce has announced his retirement from the NFL. Monday night's weather, a few clouds, maybe a shower or rumble of thunder, low at 12. Cloudy Tuesday, up to 17 with temperatures falling. Rain or drizzle possible Tuesday night, down to 5. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.